2021 was a wild year for the sports card hobby, but what will 2022 have in store? I've got 10 bold predictions about what you should expect to see this year.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and happy new year. Welcome to 2022, a year which is hopefully going to be wonderful for the sports card hobby and wonderful for you and your family as well. And today I've got 10 big predictions about what I think will happen in the world of sports cards this year. But first, I want to remind you to get the latest update of the Sports Card Investor app on your phone, because we've added some incredible new features, such as the ability to freely search for any card to see recent price history and cards for sale out of the hundreds of thousands of cards in our database, as well as the ability to look up sealed wax. We're now tracking blaster boxes and retail boxes and hobby boxes across all of the major sports. Make sure you have the latest version by searching for Sports Card Investor in the App Store, or if it's not on your phone, go download it right now. The Sports Card Investor app in the App Store, it is 100% free. You're gonna love it. 2021 was a wild year for the sports card hobby. The year started red hot. It seemed like every single day in January and February, record prices were being set for cards across all sports. Prices were absolutely spiking. They were on fire the first part of the year. But that spike proved to be unsustainable. And as the world opened back up in the spring and the summer, we saw the prices of cards fall and fall hard. Prices dropped in March and April and May and June. And then the second half of the year, we saw prices stabilize for the most part. Prices of high population cards, ultra modern cards, base cards continued to go down some, while the price of more rare cards, lower population cards, as a whole started to tick back up during the second half of the year. But as I look back on 2021, that price instability will always be something that stands out to me. The rise of the market and then the dramatic fall of the market that occurred, and the instability and then the continued fall of higher population base cards is something that 2021 will forever be remembered by. Which brings me to my first prediction for 2022. I think overall 2022 will be a much more stable year for the sports card market. I don't think you're going to see the crazy spike in prices occur at any point this year. I also don't think you're going to see any huge dramatic drop in prices either. You'll see some cards go up, you'll see some cards go down, but overall it's going to be a more stable year for the sports card market. And it's a good thing. We need stability in the sports card market to make the market attractive for long-term investors. That is a positive. You want stability, because when a market is stable but growing, that's when serious investors are interested in playing in it. We need to get back to those times in the sports card market, and I think we will this year. Part of the reason why I think that's the case is I think a lot of the money which caused that crazy spike early last year exited the sports card hobby and went elsewhere. People were clearly into sports cards just for the flipping, just for the money, just for the returns. And some of that money has gone to crypto. Some of that money has gone to NFTs and other forms of collectibles. And that's okay by me, because I want the stable growth. That's going to be what is best for the market in the long run. We don't need those spikes followed by those crashes. That's really, really not good for anybody. So my first prediction for this year is hopefully a more stable, sustainable growth year ahead. Prediction number two, because we'll have more market stability overall, it will become possible once again to make money in the short term by picking cards of players who perform well in their sport. This was unfortunately not always possible in 2021. Take, for example, Vlad Guerrero Jr. Despite the fact that this guy had an unbelievable season last year, he was second in MVP voting. He was a candidate to win the Triple Crown for a lot of the season. Despite that, would you believe that his Topps base rookie card in PSA 10 condition was worth less at the end of the season than it was at the beginning of the season? Despite the fact he had that incredible year, an incredible season, his card actually went down in value when you look at it over the course of the entire season. And that's because there were greater market forces at play. During the baseball season, we saw the price of sports cards as a whole come down. We also saw less interest in base cards, and we saw a lot of cards coming back from PSA graded, which was flooding the market with supply. So as a result of that, you couldn't even make money at times last year by buying cards of players who were performing really, really well. This year, I expect the market to be more stable. I expect more cards from players who are performing well to have the opportunity to go up. Prediction number three, this will be a good year for the value of sports cards overall, but not all types of cards. And unfortunately, I think you're going to see the value of high population cards, base cards, continue to decline. And the reason why is because there is an incredible amount of these cards coming back every single week now from grading. There's a great site called Gemrate, and they write an article for our sportscardinvestor.com website every week that tells you how many cards PSA has graded that week. In recent weeks, PSA has been grading about 200,000 cards a week. 200,000 cards a week. That is a massive amount of supply. And you better believe that a lot of those cards are the same ultra modern base cards getting graded over and over again. As those get shipped out and people begin listing those cards for sale, you have a lot of supply every single week hitting the market of the same type of card. And there's just not enough demand at the moment to keep the prices of those cards sustainably high. Doesn't mean that there won't be forever, but at the moment, there's not enough demand to keep up with the supply of graded base cards that are continuing to hit the market each week. So I think, unfortunately, you're going to continue to see softness in the market around base cards and high population cards for some time to come. Conversely, I think lower population cards, whether they're serial numbered cards or whether they're short print cards like image variations or low production inserts like Color Blast and Kaboom, I think you're going to continue to see a lot of value and interest around those types of cards, which is going to continue to keep prices high, especially since supply of those cards is relatively low. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that you should only always be going out and buying every type of low population card. In fact, we did a video on this channel a few weeks ago where I talked about base cards being dead, but I also talked about the fact that not every low population card is a good one for you to invest in. So go check out that video if you want to know more about how to navigate the waters of investing in base cards and low population cards in 2022. Number four, I predict that the segment of the sports card market that will see its prices increase the most this year is soccer cards. And hockey cards, they may follow closely behind. And the reason is simply population counts. Look at this graphic that is on the sportscardinvestor.com website right now with Gemrate's data. This is incredible. This is an average week at PSA right now. In one average week, PSA is grading 49,000, that's 49,000 basketball cards in a week, 32,000 baseball cards, 26,000 football cards, yet only 4,000 soccer cards and only 2,000 hockey cards. The population of graded soccer cards and hockey cards is so small compared to the other sports. Yet soccer has an extremely huge event happening this year that is going to cause demand to surge? The World Cup. The World Cup is coming. It is November and December of this year. And leading up to the World Cup, you're of course going to have tons of qualifying matches as well. I think that's going to cause a lot of demand for the soccer card market. And with such a small population, it's easy for prices to escalate. Hockey, their games are now on ESPN. I think hockey is a sport that will continue to grow in popularity. And the populations are minuscule compared to the other sports. Because of the very low population counts of soccer and hockey cards, I think it could be a very good year for card prices. Number five, the segment of the hobby that I predict will get beat up the most in terms of prices this year is trading card games. Pokemon, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh! I think these trading card games might be in for some real price decline this year amongst graded cards of higher population elements of those games in particular. And the reason why is, again, population counts. Would you believe that on a week-to-week basis, PSA is currently grading more trading card game cards than they are basketball cards? In fact, they're grading almost as many trading card game cards every single week as they're grading baseball cards and football cards combined. That's how many trading card games are with PSA right now getting graded. That is a lot of cards, a lot of supply that is going to be hitting the market, a lot of graded trading card game cards hitting the market in the months ahead. I just don't know that the demand for those graded cards is going to be enough to sustain that. Now, look, there will be segments of the trading card game market that may continue to do really, really well. Low population cards, older cards, certainly things like first edition Pokemon. I expect those cards to be good investments in the long term. But some of the more modern stuff, some of the stuff that's come out in recent years that has now just flooded to PSA for grading, I think it's going to be a rough year for the prices for those cards when all that supply comes back and hits the market. Prediction number six, I think this is the year that you will start to find cards reliably at retail again. Now that some of the buzz around flipping boxes of cards has faded as card prices have come down somewhat in general, I think you're going to see retail stores like Target and Walmart be able to stock their shelves again. And when you go shopping, I think it will be possible for you to find some cards in those aisles instead of seeing them all barren like they were for most of the last 2 years. Now, I still think for the very most popular sets, probably for Prism, for example, you're going to have a difficult time finding that at a Target or Walmart. But I think you will see a lot of the other sets there, which will be good for the casual collector, the person who just loves to pick up a box and rip it during their shopping journey. I think they're going to rejoice by starting to see cards reliably on the shelves again. Number seven. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict that Fanatics will start manufacturing sports cards this year. And I think that's going to happen because I'm going to predict that Fanatics is going to acquire one of the major card manufacturers. I'm going to guess Topps. And all of that will happen this year. Now, I have no inside information to know if this is going to be the case or not. I really, really don't. But what I do know is that Fanatics is eager to get into the game. They are currently ramping up. They are staffing up. They are hiring for their sports card team. And with that much investment money on the line, I think Fanatics is anxious to get into the sports card game sooner rather than later. Acquiring one of the current card manufacturers would allow them to do so and would certainly accelerate their entry into sports cards. I hope it happens. I would love to see Fanatics. Heck, I'd love to see them buy both Topps and Panini just to be able to keep the brands consistent. But Topps especially, if they can buy Topps, that will be extremely good for
for the sports card market to be able to preserve all of those iconic Topps brands. And then we'll even see Topps and Topps Chrome re-enter baseball and football again like they were in for so many years. I hope it happens. I hope this is the year Fanatics acquires Topps or one of the card manufacturers and starts producing cards. Number 8, marketplaces are going to duel it out like you've never seen before this year, and it's going to be good for you as the consumer. 2021 was full of some crazy news regarding marketplaces. We saw, for example, eBay and PWCC split. And now you've got PWCC trying to take on eBay head-to-head, having built out their own auction platform. We also saw Goldin get acquired by Collectors, the parent company of PSA, and now they've invested in a ton of new technology. We saw Alt get $75 million in funding, and we saw other marketplaces like MySlabs and StarStock and Dibs take on money and make news as well. With all of that money and all of that business pressure on these marketplaces now, I think they are going to be dueling it out this year to get your dollars. They're going to be fighting to get you to sell on their platform, and they're going to be fighting to have you buy on their platform. Ultimately, what this means for you, it's going to be a good year. You're going to probably see transaction fees go down. You're going to see incentives and deals like you've never seen before to sell on these platforms or to buy on these platforms. The competition will be ramped up, and I think ultimately it's the consumer that's going to win. It's going to be an exciting year in the marketplace space. Prediction number 9, it's not just the big marketplaces that are going to have a big year, it's startups as well. I am seeing tons of startup activity continue in the sports card space. It seems like every day I get a direct message on Instagram from some founder of some new sports card app or platform, or somebody who's got an idea for something they want to pursue that's trying to get it off the ground in the sports card space. More startups means more innovation. More startups means more attention on the hobby. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think we need more innovative thinking, and we need more great ways to experience sports cards. So I am enthusiastic about all of the startup activity that I think will continue throughout 2022. And prediction number 10, this year, you're going to see a whole new wave of innovative sports card shows that are going to create some really cool experiences and ultimately may challenge the National for being the top show in the sports card hobby. One show that I'm really excited about is the Mint Collective in Las Vegas later this month. It starts January 28th. And as part of that show, they're taking the attendees to UFC's Apex Training Complex, where Dana White's going to be speaking to the crowd. And they have tons of other great speakers as well. I'm fortunate to be part of that. I will be speaking at the Mint Collective later this month, and they're going to have a really innovative marketplace. Then in February, the Culture Collision Show is coming back to Atlanta. And this year, they are setting up a basketball court in the middle of the card show floor. That's going to be really cool. They're going to be running celebrity basketball tournaments during the card show. That's going to be a lot of fun to see. Then in March, there's another massive card show coming to Vegas. It's called the Global Collectibles Expo, and they have rented out the Las Vegas Raiders Stadium to do their opening night event. They're going to do it on the field of the Raiders Stadium to welcome everybody to the card show. That is going to be something to see as well. I love the innovation that all of these new shows are bringing, and the collision of culture and cards that are coming forth. These new breed of shows are thinking about card shows as a source of entertainment and a source of experience. And that's what we need more of to continue to carry card shows into the future and to attract more people into the sports card hobby. So I'm really excited about the innovation within the card show world that I think is going to take place this year. What are your predictions for sports cards in 2022?
Let me know in the comments below. Leave a comment with your top prediction for sports cards in 2022. And then let's all come back to this video a year from now. Let's see which of your predictions came true, and let's see which of my predictions came true. It will be fun to watch. And hey guys, make sure to go download that new update to the Sports Card Investor app now so you can search amongst hundreds of thousands of cards in our database and also track sealed wax. It's Sports Card Investor in the App Store. And if you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell icon, because we are going to continue to bring you awesome content, even more content this year than ever before. So sit back, buckle up. It is going to be an awesome ride here at Sports Card Investor in 2022, and we appreciate you being a part of it. Thanks for all of your support throughout last year, and we appreciate you being with us this year as well. I hope this year is great for you and your friends and your family and all of your sports card endeavors. And we'll see you back soon with our next episode. Take care, everybody.